An extreme heat warning has been extended through tomorrow night throughout Ohio. The National Weather Service says dangerously hot and humid conditions will push heat index values up to 108 degrees, with little relief expected overnight. Officials urge residents to limit outdoor activity and stay hydrated. Alliance City Council's Property and Land Committee is recommending an 18-month moratorium on new data center development. The committee met Tuesday to discuss future siting rules after recent public opposition and a zoning change limiting data centers to heavy industrial areas in the city. Proposed moratorium would temporarily pause new projects while the city reviews regulations and community impacts. Plain Township trustees have approved a 25-year annexation agreement with the city of Canton aimed at ending months of disputes over utility access. Under the deal passed Tuesday, single-family homes, duplexes, and triplexes can connect to Canton water and sewer services without being forced into city annexation. The repository reports the agreement also includes a revenue-sharing plan for future annexed properties and allows Plain Township to keep property tax revenue for 25 years before city taxes take effect. Officials say township services, including police, fire, and road maintenance, will continue, and any annexation would require property owner consent. After more than four decades away, Kroger could be making a return to Northeast Ohio. The company has announced a pending $1.6 billion deal to buy Giant Eagle, though the transaction still requires regulatory approval. Kroger last operated in the Akron-Canton region in 1984 after once running multiple stores across the Canton area, including locations on Harrisburg Road Northeast and Cleveland Avenue Southwest. Giant Eagle's nearly 200 stores and dozens of pharmacies across Ohio and surrounding states would continue operating under the Giant Eagle name. Those attending Canton's America 250 celebration will still hear the Canton Symphony Orchestra tonight, but not from the McKinley National Memorial. The orchestra has canceled its outdoor performance because of the weather forecast and will instead play from the Zimmerman Symphony Center. The concert will be carried live to the memorial on large video screens and speakers. The symphony's CEO says the move protects both the orchestra's 60 musicians and their instruments. Despite the heat, the festival, entertainment, and fireworks will continue as scheduled. Authorities have identified the teen killed in a UTV crash in Tuscarawas County Tuesday afternoon. The coroner says 14-year-old Kaya Barger of Janadin Hutton died after a Polaris Ranger overturned in Clay Township. Another 14-year-old was airlifted to Akron Children's Hospital. The Highway Patrol continues to investigate. People impacted by the East Palestine train derailment are beginning to receive settlement payments. The payments are part of Norfolk Southern's $600 million class action agreement for property damage claims. The settlement covers eligible residents and property owners within 20 miles of the derailment site. Claims Administrator Epic says direct payment claims are expected to be completed by the end of June, with business loss claims still under review and to be paid later this year. The Wellsville Board of Education has approved new leadership for the district. Kyle Exline has been named superintendent, and Sarah Palm will serve as treasurer and CFO. Both will begin their two-year contracts August 1st. Exline has been serving as interim superintendent since late May, while also working as assistant principal and athletic director. Palm is coming to Wellsville from Madison Local Schools in Lake County. A man is in critical condition after a shooting in Youngstown late Tuesday. Police say officers were called just before 11:30 to East Dewey Avenue, where they found the victim with a gunshot wound to the head. A suspect vehicle was located on Ridge Avenue, where police stopped it and detained two men. 22-year-old Davion Alexander was arrested and charged with felonious assault. 42-year-old James Neal was arrested on drug charges. A traffic case against a Youngstown police officer has been resolved in court. 32-year-old Alex Warry pleaded no contest during a pretrial hearing, resulting in a dismissed OVI charge. He was found guilty of a minor misdemeanor for improper turn signal and lane change violations. Court records show Warry was stopped in April at Mahoning Avenue and Glacier Avenue and was fined. Akron police are investigating a shooting that claimed the life of a 15-year-old boy Tuesday night. The teen died at Akron Children's Hospital following the incident in the 1200 block of Packard Drive just before 7:30. Investigators say a friend had gone to visit the teen when the friend was attacked by a dog. During the encounter, both the teen and the dog were shot. The victim's name has not been released pending an autopsy and notification of family members. The Wayne County coroner has identified the three people killed in Tuesday's fire at the Econo Lodge in Worcester Township. The victims are Hitesh Kumar Suthar, Hinaben Suthar, and Isha Suthar. The family was found inside the hotel after the blaze. Employees say at least two of the victims worked at the hotel. The fire's cause remains under investigation. Thousands of former Delphi salaried retirees are still waiting for pension restoration after a key effort failed in the House. The Dayton Daily News reports an amendment to a major spending package was blocked in the House Rules Committee despite support from Ohio Republican Mike Turner and other lawmakers. Turner says the move affects more than 21,000 retirees who lost benefits during the General Motors bankruptcy. The measure would have restored pensions with interest, but would still need approval from the Senate and the President. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.